Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and once again, it's time for Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain, a program we do on Friday afternoons, really highlighting our total grain risk management plan and putting it together, following it through, talking about some pretty deep concepts at time, but nonetheless, something that, again, that is certainly valuable, adding to the toolbox, adding to the knowledge bank. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us once again. We're kind of to a point now, maybe, Jeff, where we should maybe review our marketing plan, because we've gone from harvest time sales and selling off the combine to looking at selling some of our stored grain. So it's probably a time to kind of sit back and maybe evaluate our marketing plan. And there are several ways to kind of take a step back and just look at the status, right?
Yeah, there really is. And as we take a look at it on how to evaluate how the plan has gone, it's kind of like just like you do after you're at the end of the season, you review how your field's produced. Great time to do that on your marketing plan. And whether you're looking at the 2019 crop, that one that you would have finished up, harvesting over a year ago, and you finally got it all sold by harvest this year. If you've got bins and stuff, you can look at and evaluate how it did for the whole year. Or if you're looking at your 2020 crop and you sold some of it by harvest time, and now you've got the rest in the bins, you got a little while to go to be able to do a complete evaluation of that crop. But generally, the way we look at it is that we first like to take a look at the price, Chad, and say, what's the price you receive for your grain? And then we have to determine, how are we going to properly evaluate it? And one common way that people do it is according to profitability. Did they get the profit out of it that they want to? And I can't fault anybody for looking at it that way. That has to be at the bottom line. But one that I prefer to kind of look at is I kind of like to look at the percentile view. And let me kind of explain that. And when we look at the percentile side, for instance, let's say on the cash price, let's say you look at what cash price you got for your grain. What I like to do is to say, okay, what was the highest cash price we could have got? What was the lowest cash price we could have got? Look at what that difference is. That tells you how much of a range. And then I like to look at what price, as you average everything out, did you get for your bushels? You take that price, you subtract where the low was, and now you've got a range of kind of where you scored within that bigger range of what was possible. And if you take take how you did compared to the range of what was possible, you can come up with a percentile, Chad. And then you do that on the cash price. And if you're shooting for, the 50 percentile, well, then you know exactly where you're at. If you're shooting for the top third, then you got to know how you came in there. And you can do that according to the cash price. But I do like to take it a step farther, and I like to break it down also by looking at, well, how did I do on just the futures price in relation to what was possible? I then also like to take a look and say, well, how did I do on the basis in relation to what was possible? And if I'm storing some bushels, I also like to evaluate the carry. Now, this gets to be a fair amount of calculation, Chad, but if anybody would like help really figuring out how they did, that's definitely something that we can do for them. Then once we look at the price side of it and see how a person did, then we have to evaluate, what did the cash flow? Did we meet our cash flow needs? Did we meet our workload? Did we get grain moved when we needed to? And then we always have to think about the grain condition. Did we hang on to it too long? And did we have any condition problems? So those become some of the different ways that we use to evaluate your marketing plan to see how it performed, Chad.
All right, sounds good. Now, we've had a year here, which is not typical. I don't think I'm going out on a limb and saying usually we don't see markets like we have in 2020, where it was lower at the beginning of harvest, and we've seen price appreciation through harvest and now into our post-harvest time frame. The question that people might ask, though, is, do pre-harvest sales still work? And I've heard you refer to the pre-harvest sales as kind of the foundation of our marketing plan. So are you still kind of sticking to that statement, Jeff?
I am. And as I look back in the data, what it would suggest is that probably if you're looking at from January through harvest time, I would say over 90% of the time your pre-harvest sale is still going to be better than harvest. And even if you've got the ability to put it in the bin, your pre-harvest sale is still going to be, better than what you're going to be able to get probably over 80% of the time. So that still needs to be a bedrock. And I think what we'll do next week, Chad, is we'll talk about on those pre-harvest sales, sales. You know, if you're a little bit frustrated with those pre-harvest sales, we'll talk about maybe what else you can do to add to that marketing plan to make it even better. But we'll touch on that next week.
All right. The one thing we wanted to finish up with this week is, you know, that, and we talked about it this morning too, putting a price into a realistic set of expectations. And, you know, even in this environment, sometimes that's difficult.
Yeah, it really is. And that's where we come back to that stocks to use ratio. And we look at what prices are possible. And I think we'll lump that in with what we're going to cover on the call side next week.
All right. Sounds good. So again, some of these concepts we'll do into part two next week. In the meantime, if folks would like to talk to you about some of these ideas, again, evaluating a marketing plan, where we sit right now, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com. Click on our sign up button to get some free market commentary delivered by text or by email. Or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right. And of course, you can always listen to archived Using Your Bean programs on our website as well. Just look under the market tab online at kticradio.com. That's Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. And that is our Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain program here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.